是却不见永不见离不开的神，那夜间充满在我心，你安然更就是沉入深夜树失去你荣光的宝座，你永远有尽美有尽伤一束多心写着你回来，我的爱如奉献你就牵一束，因你的怀有满了忧，你永远有金色你金色一束，我想我写着你回来，你的爱如烟熄气温香一束，让我蒙恩人来保障，多亏你在世家带死亡一束，在创世中如果目上就属我出死亡多罪孽一束，你血洗净我雨雪，又在千百回时寻回我一束，你爱上我深永不绝，我的爱都奉献你就牵一束，因你比万有门我意，你永远有尽美金山耶稣，我心欢喜住你怀里，我都也曾羡慕你的家耶稣，在天的圣徒与别行黄金街比喻成了无言耶稣，不再有痛苦的藏在你脚前，相爱情耶稣，不是说有福难较量，你的爱只永远不变更耶稣，将来必是我的荣耀，我的爱都奉献你脚前耶稣，因你比万有满我意，你永远有尽美有尽善耶稣，我心欢喜住你怀里。
请大家站立。
Please remain standing.
我们跟天上的神来祷告。
Let us pray to our Heavenly Father above.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，救主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you.
你带领我们这一次灵恩布道会，弟兄姐妹都可以来到你的面前，享受你的爱情。
You have guided us in this process of spiritual convocation and have guided every one of us to enjoy your love.
主啊，能够在你灵里面瞻仰你的荣美，这是何等满足的喜乐。
Lord, to behold the beauty of your countenance in our spirit, it is such a wonderful experience.
主啊，能够把你的道行在我们的生活当中，听到我们的心里面去，这是何等满足的喜乐。
To listen to your words and put it in our hearts and perform it in our daily lives, it is such a joy.
主啊，我们也谢谢你啊，在这段时间你吸引了这么多朋友来到你面前跟我们一起敬拜你。
Lord, we also give thanks to you for attracting so many friends to come before you to worship you.
你也将圣灵的感动、恩惠跟慈爱跟我们朋友在一起。
You have also bestowed your Holy Spirit, your grace and your love upon all our friends.
主啊，我们不晓得怎么样来诉说我们对你内心的感激。
Lord, we do not know how to express our gratitude to you.
我们只祈求你能够让我们能够更爱你。
We only plead with you to give us a heart to love you even more.
我们在以后能够跟更关心教会，更关心弟兄姐妹们。
So that in the future we can have more care for the church and for all the brothers and sisters.
让我们因着你的爱在尔湾教会可以建立一个爱的大家庭。
So that through your love we can create a loving family in Irvine Church.
主啊，谢谢你一切的赏赐。
Lord, we give thanks for all your blessings.
也祈求你这堂课继续带领我们。
We ask you that you continue to guide this session of sermon.
让我们了解婚姻在我们生活当中虽然有很多的困难，但是你总是在那边会帮助我们。
So that we can understand clearly that even though marriage may pose for us a great difficulty, but you will still stand by us.
让我们能够从道理得到智慧亮光，来怎么样面对我们婚姻的难题。
So that through your word we can be enlightened with your wisdom, so that we can face the crisis of marriage.
恭恭敬敬地将这堂聚会交在你的手里。
We reverently hand and surrender this service into your hands.
愿你从头到尾带领我们的聚会。
May the Lord guide us from the beginning to the end.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在牧会的过程当中呢，我们发觉到很多弟兄姐妹他们有一些婚姻上的困难。
In my pastoral job, I have realized a lot of brothers and sisters have many problems in their marriage.
看到弟兄姐妹这样受苦心里实在觉得很不忍心。
Witnessing how many people face this difficulty, I feel so reluctant in my heart.
不晓得是不是因为我们所处的社会这种开放性，还是因为我们朋友的影响，还是我们自己的心就随着潮流流失了，常常呢在家里面总是会出现一些婚姻上的波折。
I'm not sure, is it because of the openness in the society, or are we influenced by our friends, or we're just transformed according to the world? Many a times, there pose to our marriage some problems.
那我们再仔细看进去圣经发觉到其实我们的先祖他们也同样的都面临了婚姻的危机。
But if we take a closer look to the Bible, actually our ancestors also face a lot of crisis in their marriage.
无论是亚伯拉罕，是以撒，甚雅各的家庭。
Whether is it the family of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob.
这些蒙福的家庭，到底神怎么样来帮助他们
？All in these all blessed families, how are they helped by the Lord?
我想我们今天查考的重点，来谈一谈我们先祖前三代的婚姻危机，他们怎么样来面对的。
Let us continue to study the first, our first three ancestors. How do they handle their marriages?
好，我们来看一下第一对创世纪的十二章。
First, take a look at the first pair, Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
十二章的十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
我们读到我们从十三节开始读起。
We start reading from verse 13.
求你说你是我的妹子，使我因你得平安，我的命也因你得存活。十四节。
14.
及至亚伯兰到了埃及，埃及人见那妇人极其美貌。十五节。
15.
法老的臣宰看见了他，就在法老面前夸奖他。那妇人被带进去法老的宫里去。十六节。
16.
法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰。亚伯兰得了许多的驱子、牛羊、骆驼、公驴、母驴、仆婢。十七节。
17.
神因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故，降大灾与法老和他全家。我们知道我们的先祖亚伯兰他们的婚姻是有危机
We realize there's a crisis in the marriage of our ancestor Abraham.
那这个危机呢，完全是神亲自出面保守了这个家庭。
But God personally came out to keep and protect this family in their crisis.
那为什么亚伯拉罕的家会有婚姻的危机呢？
And why is there an existence of a crisis in the family?
第一个原因就是他太太长得太漂亮。
First of all, it's because the wife was simply too beautiful.
六七十岁的妇人在外国人的眼中看起来极其美貌
She was still pretty and beautiful, even though she was 60 or 70 years old.
第二个原因就是亚伯兰下埃及离开了应许之地。
The second reason was because Abraham went down to Egypt, leaving the promised land.
当一个家庭如果在聚会上比较缺乏的时候，
When a family is lacking in their services,
啊，甚至啊，离开神的家一段时间，离开了神的应许跟保护。
Or if they have left the house of God for a period of time, leaving the promises of God.
因为道理事实上是一种力量来保守我们的心的。
God's word is actually a strength for us.
所以有时候因为缺乏道理的保守呢，婚姻也容易出问题。就如同亚伯兰下了埃及之后，婚姻才出问题。
Therefore, sometimes because of the lacking of God's word, we lack of this preservation from God, resulting in the crisis of marriage.
那出了问题之后呢？因为亚伯兰一辈子啊，他就是一个爱神的人呐。
With this crisis in the family, we see that Abraham was a person who loved God.
所以神就亲自出面来解决他的问题。
So God personally appeared to solve the problem.
那所以圣经上讲说呢，神因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故降大灾啊，给法老跟他全家。
The Bible recorded that God has plagued Pharaoh's family with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife.
那这个大灾到底是什么样的灾害呢？
What are these plagues then?
我们再来看另外一次亚伯拉罕，他也是信心软弱的一个婚姻危机啊。
We can also see there's a crisis in the family of Abraham because of his weaknesses.
创世纪的二十章。
Genesis chapter 20.
二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
亚伯拉罕从那里向南地迁去，聚居在加底斯和舒尔的基拉尔。加底斯跟舒尔的中间哦，加底斯一个是在这个埃及小河的北边啊，一个是在埃及小河的南边呐、啊。这两个城市是这样子的。
Kadesh and Shur, these two cities are one at the north and the south of the small river in Egypt.
埃及小河就是应许之地的界河了，南最南边的界河了。
This river creates the boundary to the promised land.
那从这一节你就看到亚伯拉罕哈，他是在神的应许之地呢，跟这个外邦地呢来回穿梭啊。啊，这两边呢，一会儿我就到神的保护里面来，一会儿我就到外面游荡一下，所以他生命就在这两边穿来穿去了。
So you can see Abraham coming back and forth from the promised land and to the other boundary, from the protection of God and to the other side.
那么这个时候他的婚姻又出问题了。
At this point, there comes a problem in his marriage.
啊，亚比米勒呢，一个外邦的王又把撒拉给娶去了。
Abimelech, the king of the Gentiles, took Sarai away.
我们来看第三节，神又亲自保守出面呢。
God himself came to solve the problem.
但夜间神来在梦中对亚比米勒说，你是个死人啊，你娶的那个女人原来是别人的太太啦。这个神讲话也不太客气啊。
God is pretty straightforward over here.
你是个死人啊。
You are a dead man.
我常想为什么会讲这样的话呢？
Sometimes I think, why did God use such words?
你看那二十一章，以撒已经生下来了。
You see that chapter 21, Isaac was born.
那前面一章呢？神已经前面几章呢？神已经应许他要生孩子了。
In the previous few chapters, God has promised for the coming of the son.
我在想，这个时候说不定撒拉已经怀孕了。
At this time, probably Sarah was already pregnant.
你是个死人呐、啊，人家怀孕你都看不出来呀、啊。
You are truly dead because you cannot foretell people who are pregnant.
可能是这样的哦。
It's probably so.
那到底神降了什么灾呢？
But actually, what kind of plagues did God give him?
你看哦，神哦，非常的为这个亚伯拉罕呢、哦。
You can see that God always stand at the side of Abraham.
我们再看第四节好了，第四节。
Let us read verse 4.
亚比米勒却还没有亲近撒拉，他说：“主啊，连有益的国你也要毁灭吗？那人岂不是自己对我说，她是我的妹妹吗？就是女人也是自己说，她是我的哥哥。我做这事心正守节的。”神在梦中对他说，我知道你做这事心中正直，我也阻拦了你，免得你得罪我，所以我不容你沾着他。现在你要把这人的妻子还给他，因为他是先知，他要为你祷告使你存活。你若不归还他，你当知道你和你所有的人都必要死。哇，这都多么严厉的一个警告啊。
This is such a strong cautioning.
我常想神对爱他的人哦，真是有时候是爱到哦，从外面来看哦，外面来看哦，你怎么这么不公平？对爱，对你， 对你的人呢，你爱到这个样子啊，对其他的你就这么严厉。
God's love for us, sometimes from the external, people might say, how come you love this person so much, but you are so stern to other people?
说实话，这件事情哦，我也蛮同情亚比米勒的。人家说是人，他自己也说那个是他哥哥嘛，啊，他也说那是他妹妹嘛，啊，我做这个事情有什么错？
Truly enough, from this incident, I also pity Abimelech because he said he had integrity in his heart. The man himself said she was the sister. Even the wife said she was the Abraham's sister.
但是神所拣选的人哦，就像耶稣基督所说的，属于他的人就爱他到底啊。你我的人呢，我就是要爱他到底。
But to the chosen people of God, just as Jesus have said before, He will love them to the end.
所以虽然神也知道亚比米勒他是正直的，他也阻挡了他，他更说，如果你不还哦，他没有为你祷告哦，你跟你全家都要死哦。
Therefore, even though God knows that Abimelech has done this out of the integrity of his heart, but if he did not restore her, then the whole family shall perish.
所以我常常想，如果今天我们家的婚姻出了问题啊。
So today, coming to think of our family problems.
如果我像亚伯兰是神所爱的啊。
If I'm like Abraham, I am someone loved by God.
如果神也哦，让那个对我的配偶啊乱来的那个人呢，啊，胡乱追求人，梦中跟他显现一下，我看那个人就吓得晚上睡不着觉了。
If someone were to come to my wife having some ulterior motives, then God appeared to him in a dream, then I think he himself cannot sleep.
所以今天我们在婚姻哦，要能够走到底，其实我最重要的是神啊亲自保守我们的婚姻呐。
So the critical point here, so that our marriage can last to the end, is so that God can be in the middle.
圣经特别记载呢，神使亚比米勒全家的妇人呢，把他们的使他们通通没有办法生意啊，把他们的把他们关闭，然后让他们没有办法生意啊。
The Bible records that God has made all the women in Abimelech's household not to be able to bear any children.
这样看起来啊，神真的有办法的。
Looking at this, God really has a way.
圣上讲说，如果不是神亲自建造，人就是枉然劳力的。
The Bible says, if God is not building, then the builder has built in vain.
如果不是神亲自看守，人是枉然警醒的。
If God has not watched, then the watcher has watched in vain.
罗马书又说，这样我们要说什么呢？如果神站在我们这边，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
And the book of Romans said, if God is by our side, who can be against us?
所以真的最重要的就是神啊。一路保守在我们这个我们的异国的婚姻呢、啊。
So most importantly, God is by our side to protect our marriage.
有一个弟兄他这样讲啊。
And there's a brother who said.
有段时间他觉得他的太太啊神情不太对劲。
During this one time, the wife doesn't seem normal.
他也不晓得他的太太发生什么事情，他也问也没有讲啊。
He didn't know what was happening to her, and he didn't ask.
哦，后来呢，他就想说来看看太太的 email 里面有什么东西啊。
Later on, he tried to find out her emails.
结果发现到太太 email 有 password protected， 有那个密码保护住啊。
He realized that all the emails have been protected by a password.
啊，神给他智慧，他就把他解了那个密码。
God gave him wisdom to unlock the passcode.
啊，这不得了，真的有人在追他太太。
It's true that someone is pursuing her.
啊，不晓得怎么办。
He didn't know what to do.
就真的找他太太啊，就是好好的聊一聊啊，到底怎么一回事、啊。
He tried to talk to his wife and see what was going on.
真的，他们的婚姻就是这样被保守下来了。
And by then, the marriage has been kept.
啊，所以我们说神的保守是最重要。
So we know the preservation of God is the most important.
那神既然保守我们的婚姻呢、啊，如果我们会觉得我们家的婚姻有问题啊，我们也要有相对的行动。
Since God is keeping our marriage, then we also have to have reciprocative action.
我们来看一下创世纪的十二章。
We see Genesis chapter 12.
十二章的十八节。
Verse 18.
我们来看二十节好了哈。
We read verse 20.
创世纪十二章的二十节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 20.
于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他的妻，并他所有都送走了。十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
亚伯兰带着他的妻并罗德，与罗德并一切所有的，从埃及上南地去啊。那个当神保守我们的婚姻之后呢，我们第一件事情就是要赶快离开是非之地。
As soon as God is preserving our marriage, let us leave the place the problem area.
这个南地就是亚伯拉罕他们这个。下来的地方，因为当时没有饥荒啊。你再困难哈、哦，因为要保守你的婚姻哦。也许那个地方再没有工作，经济再困难，你还是要离开啊，赶快到一个离开有问题的地方啊。
At that time, they left Egypt immediately and left the problem area. It was a time of famine.
因为真的情感这种东西哦，剪不断理还乱，你一直在现场哦，很难把它理得很清楚的。
Because unless you depart from the area, you cannot cut off these type of emotions.
圣经上给我们教导有关情感上的这些问题，没有其他的方法，唯一一个字就是逃啊。
The Bible has pre-warned us many times regarding emotions and love. The only thing you can do is to run away.
所以，如果一个家庭住在一个地方，即使他工作再好，薪水再高，环境再喜欢，因为婚姻一方其中一方有问题，劝你们还是赶快搬到其他的州有教会的地方吧。
So if a family is residing in a certain area, even though the career steps are very good over there, good salary and good environment, if there are anything that causes your family problems, then you should leave immediately.
这是人对神保守的一个相对的反应啊。
This is a reaction that a person should have to God's preservation.
有一个故事谈到，有一个男人，他是一个偷心的这个专家。
There's a story who's talking about a man who likes to flirt.
他专门去住在有钱人家的这个租那个地方来住，社区住啊。
He always tried to reside in the high class areas.
然后呢，就观察隔壁邻居啊，当人家的先生上班的时候，人家的太太在做什么啊。
And then he takes special notice on what happens when the husband goes to work. What are the wives doing? All his neighbors.
后来他真的得到了那个隔壁邻居的太太的芳心啊。
Later on, he obtained the heart of his neighbor's wife.
这位太太呢的先生啊，后来了解到，原来这个花心的男人呢，以前都是这个事情做了很多了，都是骗了别人的太太，杀了别人的就是配偶啊，然后得到别人的财产这样子。
And then this man, which is the neighbor, later realized that this playboy has been going around fooling other women's heart, and then killed the husband and obtaining their wealth.
当后来他的太太也知道这位男人是一个这样恶毒的人的时候，
as soon as the wife also discovered how evil this man is,
那个故事的最后就是他们这个家庭呢搬到一个完完全全没有邻居的，好像美国中西部啊那个 corn field 哦，就一个家庭就在一个这个农场的中间呢。
And the ending of the story relates how the family totally moved to the midwestern part of the U.S. where it was total farmland area where no one was residing there.
这个故事好像结局有点极端呢。
Of course, this is such an extreme ending.
但是那个故事的精神是合乎圣经的。我们呢，一有问题啊，一定要离开那个地方啊，能够保护我们自己的婚姻了。
But the essence of the story is in accordance to the principles of the Bible. When you have a problem area, leave that place.
那我们说，不只是我们的先祖第一对有婚姻的危机，第二对也有婚姻的危机。
Not only does the first pair of ancestors have this kind of problem, but the second pair also had some kind of a problem.
我们看创世纪的26章。
We turn to Genesis chapter 26.
我们来读第六节到第十一节。
We read verse 6 to verse 11.
创世纪的26章。第六节到第十一节。
Genesis chapter 26, verses 6 to 11.
以撒就住在基拉尔，第七节。
7.
那地方的人问他的妻子，他便说，那是我的妹子。原来他怕说是我的妻子，他心里想，恐怕这地方的人为利百加的缘故杀我，因为他容貌俊美。第八节。
Verse 8.
他在那里住了许久，有一天，非利士人王亚比米勒从窗户里往外观看，见以撒和他妻子利百加戏耍。第九节。亚比米勒召了以撒来，对他说，她实在是你的妻子，你怎么说她是你的妹子呢？以撒说，我心里想，恐怕我因她而死。第十节。亚比米勒说，你向我做什么事呢？民中险些有人和你的妻同寝，把我们陷在罪里。十一节。于是亚比米勒晓谕众民说，还沾着这个人或是他妻子的，定要把他致死。我们看到这个婚姻的危机呢，就是以撒的太太利百加呢，差点跟那里的民中有人差点跟他同寝了。
We see that the crisis of the marriage of this family, this marriage is someone might have lain with Rebecca, Isaac's wife.
同样的，圣经形容利百加，她是一个容貌俊美的姐妹一个女人呢。
Similarly.It says over here, Rebecca is someone who is beautiful to behold.
那他们解决这个婚姻危机，就是用戏耍的方式，让别人看得见来解决的。
The way to solve the family's problem is to show endearment.
我们说以撒跟利百加这对夫妻啊是最标准的啦。
We know that they are a perfect couple, this Isaac and Rebecca.
以撒呢听了爸爸的话，让爸爸去跟他找老仆人去跟他做媒。
Isaac listened to the father's words and entrusted the old servant to find a life spouse for him.
今天我们也常常劝我们的弟兄说，哎呀，其实媒妁之言也是有相当成功的例子啊。
Today we often advise our brethren. Sometimes when marriages are counseled or match made, there are some success rate.
但是我们如果弟兄要学以撒，有一件事情您一定要做，就是要跟以撒常常要在田间，在比尔拉海莱那个地方呢，啊，在田间默想。
But for our brothers, if you want to succeed, just like Isaac, you have to learn from him to be quiet in the fields and to ponder.
田间默想其实就是跟神祷告。
To stay silent in the fields also refer to praying to God.
在比尔拉海莱那里田间默想，比尔拉海莱告诉我们，比尔拉海莱他是活着的，看顾人的啊，神的一个井啊，就是你要相信神是活着的，神也是看顾人的，你要在那里呢为你的婚姻呐，啊，祷告。
The place here, which is Birlai, is also a well, and it means that God is watching over you and caring for you.
那这样子，你就可以把你的婚姻真正的交托给神了。
In this way, we can totally entrust your marriage to God.
我们教会很多弟兄真的是啊，我很就是觉得他们好可爱的。
In our church, we find many brothers who are very cute.
有一次在NYTS 有一个弟兄这样讲啊。
During one time in NYTS, a brother have said.
然后传道，你可以查查我们的历史。
Pastor, you can check our history.
我们都没有历史。
We don't have any history.
意思就是说，他们都很，就是在婚前啊，都没有交过男女朋友啊。
Meaning before their wedding, they have not any other girlfriends.
然后一个弟兄他做见证这样讲啊。
And a brother was testifying.
他很想要跟一个姐妹哦多讲一讲话，在 NYTS 啊。
He wanted to speak to a certain sister more often during the NYTS.
但是他不知道可不可以啊。
But he didn't know whether it is allowed.
他就问神呐。
So he asked God.
主啊，我可以跟他讲话吗
？Lord, can I speak to her?
那个神跟他这样回答。
Then God responded.
你准备好了吗
？Are you ready?
他吓一跳。
He was shocked.
他准备好了吗？他心里够圣洁吗？他那个目的意义啊，目标都是对的吗
？Are you prepared? Which means, are you pure in your heart?
啊，这个很多弟兄啊，都跟以撒差不多了。
And many brothers are just like Isaac.
我们说利百加也是一个非常可取的女子。
And we see that Rebecca is also a cute girl worthy to be married.
她是在一个没有拜神观念的家庭长大的。
She grew up in a place and a family without the concept of God.
但圣经上特别提到她在婚前还是一个处女啊，她很洁身自爱。
But the Bible recorded that Rebecca was a virgin before her marriage.
那你看，我们昨天我有跟大家分享过，就是她从小到大哦，她是40年如一日，傍晚一定是出来打水。我想不一定，不只是那一天哦。那个利百加，这个以撒的老婆人来，他才来打水，常常出来打水啊，对人一定常常有很有爱的，所以呢，他才有神才给他预备那个好机会啊。
Yesterday we have mentioned that Rebecca all the time in her lifetime, she has always in the evening time come out to get some water, and not only on that day where she met with the old servant sent by Abraham.
那利百加给我们啊，觉得他更觉得让我们感动的就是，他只听了老仆人的一个见证啊，他对天上的神就产生了信心了。
What is most touching about Rebecca is that she only listened to the testimony given by the old servant, and she was moved. To the heavenly God.
那老仆人就说不可以等啦，因为啊，这个事情是我的责任呐，我要赶紧把你带回去给我少主人做太太啊。
The old servant said, "I cannot wait any longer. You have to come with me, and this is something that's entrusted to me by my master."
他妈妈就跟老仆人说：“来，自己叫那个，我们来问那个女孩子，看她怎么说的。”
And the mother personally wanted to question this girl.
利百加可以，我可以跟她去啊。
Rebecca said, "Yes, I can go with him."
那是很远的路呢，没有交通，没有 internet， 不晓得那里是怎么样的路呢。
It was such a long journey. There's no internet or transportation at that time.
也不晓得那个以撒到底长得圆的还是扁的呢。
She didn't know whether Isaac was round or flat.
就是听了一个神的故事，心中产生信心，就说我终身的幸福就交托给神了。
She only listened to a testimony about the word of God, and she was moved in her heart. And surrender herself totally to God.
所以这也是相当不简单的一个女性啊，一个决定啊。
Therefore, this is not a very simply done decision.
我们说这样子一个美好的结合呢，不代表我们在主里面联婚啊，受神祝福的婚姻呢， 我们以后婚姻生活就没有问题，不代表这样子啊。
And in such a perfect union, marriage in the Lord, it doesn't mean that in the future you shall not encounter any problems.
婚姻也是需要靠着我们的努力经营的，就好像这个以撒这种戏耍的精神呢。
Marriage also needs our personal commitment and work on it.
这个戏耍，这个英文哦，几个版本讲它是 sport 或者是 game。不晓得他们在玩什么游戏或是玩什么 game， 圣经上没跟我们讲啊。
This showing of endearment in several versions of the Bible, it is said such as game or sport. We don't know what kind of games they're playing.
但是我们就可以知道说，他们所做的是一种相当亲密的行为，让外人看来，哎呀，明明就是夫妻嘛。
But they are behaving intimately so that the outsiders can tell immediately that they are.A pair of couple.
当一个配偶他们很亲密的时候呢，情感很浓厚的时候，别人真的看得出来的。
When you're very close with and intimate with your spouse, others can see it.
当我们内激力很强的时候呢，外拉力自然就减少了很多啊。
When you are so attracted inside, then the attractions outside shall pose to you no danger.
所以虽然我们结婚久了，但是我们不要忘了，其实婚姻啊是神赐给人一个很大的福气啊。
Even though we may be married for a long time, let us not forget, marriage is actually a great blessing from the Lord.
是我们在孤单生活当中呢，是我们这个生命当中神一个很好的一个给我们的一个安慰。我们的配偶是神给我们的安慰啊。
Our spouse is a great comfort that God bestows upon us in our times of loneliness.
所以箴言提到说呢，你要喜爱你幼年所娶的妻啊。
Therefore, the book of Proverbs, encourages us to love the wife of our youth.
她好像可喜爱的母鹿了，可喜爱的幼鹿啊！愿她的爱情使你常常知足，愿她的胸怀啊，使你常常念慕。
She is just like a young deer, and who will satisfy you at all times. May her breast satisfy you at all times.
所以这是我们要去经营的事情了，要去努力经营的事情了。
This is something that we have to put an effort to.
有一次我们在高中班的学生联会。
There was one time we have a high school student spiritual convocation.
那有一堂 Q&A 的 session， 有一堂 Q&A 的课， 问题讨论的课。
There was a question and answer session.
那有一个纸条递上来啊。
There was this note that is passed over.
问说这个 kiss 是不是死罪啊
？Asking me whether kissing is a deadly sin.
这个不晓得要怎么回答他呢。
We don't know how to answer this question.
因为这个问题没有那么简单的。
Because this is not such a simple question.
他讲的这个接吻已经不晓得是什么回事了。
What kind of kissing is this referring to?
我知道这个年轻人哦，都在玩成人的游戏啊。
I realize that youngsters nowadays play adult games a lot.
我们来看一下这个提摩太前书第四章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章，我们就跟他们勉励这个经文哦。帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
I'm sorry, it's First Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们觉得这个就是在讲这个啊这些事情了哈。
I think that this verse is referring to that.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，掩蔽淫行。第四节。
Verse 4.
要你们个人怎么样用圣洁尊贵守住自己的身体。第五节。
Verse 5.
不要放纵私欲的邪情。像那不认识神的外邦人一样，第六节。
Six.
不要一个人在这个世上越分哦，欺负他的弟兄哦，因为这一类的事啊，主必报应。正如预先对你们说过，又切切嘱咐你们的第七节。
Seven.
神召我们本不是叫我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。第八节。
Verse eight.
所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那是圣灵给你们的神。我想保罗就在谈这种事情啊。
I think Paul is referring to this thing.
他就提到说，你们要用圣洁跟尊贵哦，守住自己的身体啦。
You have to sanctify yourself with preciousness and holiness.
不要在私情学义上欺侮弟兄、越分了、啊、这样的事情，神一定会审问的。
Do not defraud another brother in the passion of lust.
我们现在觉得这个世界就是那个未成年的青少年呢，玩成人的游戏。那成年的弟兄姐妹呢，有时候就把这个事情当成一个没有必要再经营的一种 routine 啊，一种啊厌倦的东西啊。
We think that most often the youngsters nowadays play adult games, and the adults, on the contrary, do not pay attention to these things that they need to put effort to.
所以我们要经营我们的婚姻了、啊、哦。
So we should manage our marriage.
当然，我们知道其实啊。 心灵的结合啊，比肉体的结合对结婚酒的那个爱的感觉啊，更加的甜蜜哦。
Of course, we understand the union of our spirits, far supersedes the union of our physical bodies.
一个弟兄呢，常常被他的太太那种生命的小细节啊，感动到不晓得怎么样爱他。
A brother will often be touched with the tiny little details that the wife has done in life.
有时候他自己那个弟兄感冒。
For example, if a brother caught a cold.
那个姐妹哦，也是生病啊。
The sister was also ill.
但是那个弟兄，那个姐妹呢，知道这个先生啊比较懒惰啊，会去帮他拿一个水啊，在他床头啊，感冒的时候啊，口渴可以喝一点水啊。
But the sister, knowing that the husband is more lazier than her, she took a cup of water and presented beside him.
啊，常常这个弟兄出差回家之后呢，他太太就会特别的炖一些鸡汤啊，要补一补身体啊。
Oftentimes after the brother has come home from work, the sister will make some kind of soup to present it to
him. 真的我觉得夫妻啊，相处久了，生活当一种一个言语的关怀，一个动作的关怀，就是我们在经营啊，你在经营这个婚姻啊，常常会让你们的感情更加的浓厚。
So I think marriage, when you manage it more and more, your loving words and your loving care will touch each other and you will be more closer.
有一个弟兄最近很忙。
There's a brother who was very busy nowadays.
他礼拜一、礼拜三晚上啊，教会的圣工很忙啊，学校的工作也很忙。
Mondays and Wednesdays, he will be busy with church work, and he's also busy with school work.
啊，那自己的事业也很忙啊。
He's also busy with his career work.
有一天，他突然跟我讲。
And one day, he was telling me.
我觉得他觉得太太很容易就感动满足啊。
He thinks that his wife is easily contented.
有一次呢，他就下午呢，就是把孩子啊啊交给这个岳父岳母来看顾啊。
One day he handed his children in the care of his father-in-law.
就是带太太去喝一杯咖啡啊。
He brought his wife to drink a cup of coffee.
聊个天。
To converse.
哦，他觉得他太太他说太太觉得好幸福啊，先生能够在百忙之中陪我喝咖啡啊。
And he could tell the wife felt very satisfied and contented that the husband could spare some time for her in his busyness.
哎呦，很多先生都会想说呢，哎呀，等我退休会答应他，等我退休之后，我带你去游玩全世界啊。
Because usually husbands would promise their wives, until I retire, then at that time I will bring you around the world.
我们太太可以聪明一点，说不用等你退休游玩全世界，今天晚上就可以了啊、哦，我们到外面的后院去数星星就可以了。
So as wives, let us be cleverer. Let us tell our husbands, not wait for the time when you are retired. We can do it tonight. Let us go to the garden, the yard outside.
真的有时候那种爱的感觉，不一定要一个很大的花卉，就是你生命当中一点点小细节，这就是经营。这神要我们做的，这可以保守我们的婚姻，也是以撒所做的。
It's true that love does not need to be expressed in great ways, but you can express it in small, tiny, little details. This is how God teaches us to manage marriage.
不但第一对先祖、第二对先祖有婚姻的问题，第三对先祖他们也有婚姻的问题啊。
Not only does the first couple or the second couple have crisis in their marriage, even the third couple experience.
我们看创世纪的二十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 29.
创世纪的二十九章。
Genesis chapter 29.
二十九章三十节。
Chapter 29, verse 30.
二十九章三十节。
Chapter 29, verse 30.
雅各也与拉结同房，并且爱拉结甚是爱利亚，于是又服侍拉班七年。三十一节。
Verse 31.
神见利亚失从，原文作被恨，就使他生育，拉结却不生育。三十二节，利亚怀了孕，就给他起名叫流便。我们先读到这里哈。
We first read it until here.
这里谈到利亚的婚姻呢。
Over here, it mentions about Leah's marriage.
我常常很同情利亚。
Sometimes I took pity on Leah.
利亚哈，她是可以说是被爸爸推出去送人家的啦。
Leah was forced out of the home to be married to someone.
啊，想不到结婚之后，哎呀，发现到先生怎么不爱我呢
？But who knows? After her marriage, she realized, my husband doesn't love me.
那不但是不爱，圣经上又讲被恨，不但不爱我，还恨我呢。
Not only that he doesn't love me, he hated me.
这个一个女人哦，一辈子最大的幸福，很多人说就是跟婚姻有关系啊。男怕入错行，女怕嫁错郎。
Many people say that a woman's happiness lies in her marriage. If she's loved, then she's happy.
那我在想，为什么雅各这么不喜欢利亚？
Then we think, how come Jacob hates Leah?
当然，那拉结眼睛有神，又长得漂亮。
Of course, Rachel was beautiful, and her eyes. Was attractive.
那个利亚哦，如果你把它找出圣经字典，那个意思就是很厌倦、很 tired 这样子了。 很疲倦这样子了。
If you check the Bible dictionary, the word Leah means tired.
那我在想，怎么有爸爸给女儿取名叫厌倦的、厌倦的、疲倦的这样子
？I wonder why a father would call the daughter tired.
我在想，可能他眼睛大概眯眯的啦，自己想象的哈，不一定对。眯眯眼哦，啊，很累，常常眯眯眼这样。
It's my imagination. Maybe her eyes are very very tiny.
这个我在想，莉亚如果活在这个世界哦，眯眯眼又不被人家爱。不晓得离婚几次了。
I think that if Leah existed in the times today, a very small eyes and not loved, probably she has gone through a lot of divorce.
啊，但是我看这个莉亚真的是很了不起哦。
But Leah was too, very great.
她抓着神呢、啊、不放，抓着神呢、啊、来经营她的婚姻呢、啊。
She grabbed hold of God very firmly to manage her household.
当拉杰还在偷，以后还在偷神像的时候呢，莉亚早早的就知道敬拜天上这位神了、
啊。When Rachel in the future was hiding some ungodly idols, at that time Leah already grabbed hold of God.
你看那个三十二节哈、
哦。Let's read verse 32.
莉亚怀了孕，就给他起名叫流便，就是有儿子的意思。因而说，神看见我的苦情，如今我丈夫必爱我。三十三节。
33.
他又怀孕了，就说神因听见我失宠，被恨了、啊。所以又给我四个儿子，于是给他起名叫西缅，西缅就是听见的意思。三十四节，
还
要怀孕给他起名，名叫利未，就是联合。说，我给我先生生了三个儿子，他必与我联合。你看利亚哦，他一直知道神看见，神听见，我先生一定会对我好了。他就是抓着神，紧紧的盼望先生的爱。
Leah have totally understood that God hears and God have seen all her sufferings. Now the husband will love her.
我以前读雅各的故事，常常被雅各对爱的执着感动到。
In the past, when I read about Jacob's love, I'm moved by his love.
但是当我在了解莉亚那个爱的时候，哇，我实在是觉得这个是非常了不起的女人呢、啊。
But when as soon as I read about Leah's love, this is such a great woman.
如果亚伯兰的婚姻是神保守的婚姻，神亲自爱他的婚姻。
If Abraham's marriage was kept by God, personally loved by God.
如果以撒的婚姻是自己努力经营的婚姻。
If Isaac's marriage was something that they put their own efforts to manage.
利亚的婚姻就是我无论怎么样发生什么事情，我是要抓住神，紧紧的依靠他，不放弃的婚姻，爱到底的婚姻。
Leah's marriage can be described as one that even though whatever happens, I will grab hold firmly of God and not let go.
因为他紧紧的抓住神啊。
Because she grabbed hold of God firmly.
他的心到最后可以开哦。
In the end, her heart was opened.
你看三十五节
，35。
她又怀孕，生了一个儿子，说：“这回我要赞美主，因此给他起名叫犹大，就是赞美的意思。”这才停止了声音。犹大这时候可以，莉亚可以赞美了。
At this time, Leah could praise.
我可以想象哦，一个眯眯眼的姐妹哦，这时候你看她的嘴角哦，突然翘上来了，可以赞美了，可以喜乐了。
Imagine a sister with very tiny eyes. Now you can see a smile starting from the edge of her lips.
全世界最漂亮的姐妹哦，就是会懂得微笑的姐妹呐。
The most beautiful sister on earth is a sister who knows how to smile.
最美的女人就是微笑的女人呐。
The cute sister is someone who knows how to smile.
心开了。
The heart is open.
因为我相信神。
Because I believe in God.
神会帮助我。
God shall help me.
一定会联合的。
We will be united.
所以我要赞美神呐。
Therefore, now I will praise.
他虽然恨我。
Though he hated me.
他虽然不爱我。
Though he doesn't love me.
我还是爱他。
I still love him.
这是什么爱？
What kind of love is this?
这是耶稣基督的爱。
This is the love of Jesus Christ.
爱那恨你的人。
To love those who hate you.
爱那不爱你的人。
Love those who don't love you.
所以我说，神真的后来照顾拉杰不是没啊，照顾利亚不是没有原因的。
Therefore, I think in the end, God took care of Leah. There must be a reason to it.
这是爱到我们中国人说哈，这个拉杰叫有句话叫做蜡尽成灰泪始干呐哈，春蚕到死丝方尽，蜡尽成灰泪始干，那个。就是把生命的最后一口气呢，通通吐出来了，他才停止了爱了；把蜡烛烧干了，他才停止了燃烧了。这个爱就是一种无尽的爱了。
This type of endless love is described as loving someone until there is no more breath, until the candle has been finished.
啊，所以弟兄姐妹们呢，今天也许我们的婚姻呢、啊，有一点点困难哦。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, oftentimes in today's marriages, we have a little problem.
但是如果我们有利亚的精神呢，我们知道有神可以依靠啊。
But if we have the spirit like Leah, then we know there is a God that we can rely on.
我们不放弃啊。
Let us not give up.
抓住每个机会跟先生在一起啊。
Grab hold of every opportunity to be beside your husband.
发觉到神到最后祝福你的。
We will realize God is blessing us.
我们再来看这个创世纪的三十章，真的利亚抓住每个机会啊。
We now take a look at Genesis chapter 30. Leah grabbed hold of every opportunity.
好，我们来看一下十五节。
Verse 15.
利亚说：“你夺了我的丈夫还算小事吗？又要夺我儿子的丰茄吗？”拉杰说：“为你儿子丰茄，今夜他可以与你同寝。”第十六节。
16.
到了晚上，雅各从田间回来，利亚出来迎接他说：“你要与我同寝，因为我实在用我儿子的丰茄把你顾下来。”那夜雅各就与拉杰同寝，他这样子又生了一个儿子。
In that way, she also bore another son.
本来没有办法生育了，圣经上讲他已经停经了，没有办法生育了。
Actually, she has stopped bearing.
但是呢，因为这个爱，这个不放弃的爱，抓住每一个机会的爱。真的感动了天，感动了神。
But because of her love that grabbed hold of every opportunity, this has moved God.
她是这样来解决她的婚姻危机的。
This is the way she has solved the problem and the crisis in her marriage.
有一次我们高中班学生年会的时候。
There's one time for during our high school students' spiritual convocation.
在问题讨论又收到一个问题呀。
During the Q&A session, I received another question.
那个学生就问：我们真的不可以离婚吗？
Can we really not divorce?
啊，我们被打被骂都不可以离婚吗
？When we're beaten and we're scolded, can we not divorce?
啊，这样哪里有什么道理呢
？How unreasonable that is!
我心里在想，你们都还没有结婚，就心里想要离婚。
I was thinking you are not married yet. How come you're thinking of divorcing?
哎，这个你们当初为什么要结婚？不是你们爱得要死要活才结婚的吗
？If you're married, that means you are head over heels with that person.
啊，现在就在就跟神 argue 说，这个被虐待就不可以离婚吗
？And then now you start to complain to God, I'm being abused. How can I not divorce?
实在圣经上是让我们用温柔的心挽回对方
The Bible teaches us to use gentle heart to gain the other person.
按照圣经，除了我们对方有外遇我们不要离婚了。
According to the Bible, aside from the fact that our spouse have extramarital affairs, let us not divorce.
无尽的爱是利亚的精神，我们可以学习得到吗
？This endless love comes from the spirit of Leah. Can we learn from that?
有个故事说，神也不要人离婚。
There's a story that tells God doesn't desire that man should divorce.
有一对犹太人夫妻啊，他们一直要离婚呢。
There's a Jewish couple who always wanted to divorce.
那什么每个人呢，什么都要一半呢
？For everything they had, they want to share half.
啊，一人一半呢，哈。那这个就是孩子就分不平啊。
And sharing the wealth, dividing the wealth into half, they cannot divide it to the children.
啊，因为孩子生了七个，怎么分一半呢？每个人都要四个，这个很难呢。
Because they have seven children, and every side wants four portions.
后来呢，一个朋友就建议他们呢。
Then another friend came to them.
啊，你们要离婚哦，不然哦，我看晚一点呢，明年再离婚呢，先生一个再离婚，先生一个再离婚，哎。
You want to divorce? Fine, let's do it next year. Bear another son.
那隔一年呢，这个朋友问到他们，你们离婚没有啊？
The next year, this friend came up and asked, "Have you divorced?"
那朋友说没有啊。
And they said no.
为什么没有离婚呢？
Why?
因为很不小心，我们生了双胞胎啊，这下每个人都要五个啊。
Because accidentally we had a twin, so now every side wants five portions.
这个故事是说神也不要人离婚呢。
This story tells us that God doesn't desire us to divorce.
啊，有人离婚呢，是说个性不太合啊。
Some people divorce because of differences in characteristics.
但是我们想想看哦，真的很多夫妻哦，个性不合反而相吸耶。
But we think of many couples. They complement each other with their differences.
我们做个调查，你的父母亲哦，个性合的请举手。哎，你的父母亲个性很合的，就是一个喜欢吃甜的，另外一个也喜欢吃甜的，一个喜欢热的，另外一个喜欢热的，就什么都很合的，请举手来看看。
Let us talk about it. Raise your hand if you find that your parents are totally alike. One of them likes sweet, the other one will like sweet.
我点个头也可以，点个头也可以哈。
Or you can nod your head.
哦，有可能有了哈，可能有，但是也不多哈。
I see some. Probably there are some, but not many.
我知道很多人虽然个性不合哦，但是也是可以白头偕老一辈子很恩爱的。
But many people are so different, but they still can go hand in hand till they have gray hairs.
我发觉到小弟的父母亲好像他们也不太一样。
I realize my own parents are actually different.
哎，我爸爸很内向，跟我一样。
My father is an introvert, just like me.
我妈妈很外向。
My mom is an extrovert.
我觉得我跟我太太好像也不太一样。
I think I'm different from my wife too.
我很喜欢吃甜的，我太太就是什么都不喜欢吃。哎、
I like to eat the sweet stuff, and my wife doesn't eat anything.
不是真的，有时候不要说我们不一样，我们就想，哎呀，就让它结束算了。
Sometimes don't think that because we're different, let us end this relationship.
圣经上讲啊，这个我们对神的爱哈、哦， 是无论什么事情啊都不可以分开的。
The Bible teaches us, because of God's love, no matter what happens, we cannot depart from each other.
让我们对配偶的爱哦，有类似的精神呢。
Let us have this same spirit to our spouse.
无论什么都不让我们跟我们的配偶的爱来分开啊。
No matter what happens, nothing can divide the love between us and our spouse.
虽然他不爱你，你有爱，到最后你会感动对方的。
Though he doesn't love you, if you have love, in the end, it will move his heart.
求主耶稣帮助我们呢。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
我说我们不可能没有婚姻的问题啦。
Of course, we cannot say we don't have any
problems in marriage. 因为我们的先祖每一对都有婚姻的问题啊。
Because our ancestors, every one of them has problems.
但是我们有神的保守。
But we have the preservation of God.
我们有自己的努力。
We have our own efforts.
我们还有那种无尽的爱。
And we still carry with us this endless love.
那个爱不是我们自己可以有的。
This endless love doesn't come from ourselves.
那个爱是当我们跪下来祷告的时候。
This love will come when we kneel down in prayer.
神借着圣灵将他的爱就浇灌在我们的心中。
God will pour into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
我们有主耶稣的爱，连敌人都可以爱了。我们的配偶这么爱我，曾经有这么过去一段，我们难道没有办法继续爱下去？
If we have the love of Jesus Christ, even our enemies, we can love them. How can we not love our own spouse?
来唱一首诗。
Let us sing him.
Let us sing him.
Let us sing him 115.
515首
515, I'm sorry.
坐。
Please be seated.
我们灵会要特别的啊，跟神做深入的祷告。
In the spiritual convocation, let us make a deeper prayer to God.
你觉得你圣灵充满了吗
？Do you feel that you are spirit filled?
您觉得你祷告有喜乐了吗
？Do you feel satisfaction, joy in your heart?
如果没有，让我们再用一点点心哈。
If you haven't felt it yet, let us put in more effort.
神就在这里。
God is over here.
让我们来触摸神，瞻仰神的荣美。
Let us behold the beauty of God and touch Him.
把我们心中所有的困难，通通跟他诉说。
Let us express all the troubles of our heart.
让我们求他给我们智慧，让我们怎么知道处理自己的婚姻问题、家庭问题。
Let us ask Him to give us the wisdom to solve every crisis in our families and in our marriages.
求主耶稣在灵里面大大的充满我们。
May the Lord Jesus fill us in the Spirit.
一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down in prayer.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。